This week, the Detroit Journalism Cooperative is looking at how the city is functioning under bankruptcy. Mayor Mike Duggan says his top priority is reversing the city's long population decline. But Duggan has no control over a couple of key quality of life issues. One of them is the city's schools. Here's the story of one Detroit family's effort to find good schools.
What's that? Tell me what that is.
A ballerina.
Dara and Jason Hill have owned a gorgeous home in Detroit's historic Indian Village for 15 years. For the most part, they love it here. And that hasn't changed since their daughter Nora was born 4 years ago. But they have developed new worries, such as where she'll go to kindergarten this fall. Though at the moment, Nora's thinking more about going to Princess Dance Camp.
And that's why I have tights and a leotard.
But Nora's parents are thinking a lot about school. They've been actively school shopping for more than a year. Both Hills grew up in Detroit. Dara attended public magnet schools that drew students from all over the city. She says her experience was kind of like a Detroit version of The Cosby Show, and ideally, she'd like something similar for Nora.
I'd like her to have exposure to all kinds of kids from all walks of life.
It's not news that the Detroit public schools have severe long-term financial and academic problems. The school district is entirely separate from city government and run by a state-appointed emergency manager. There are some private school options, though fewer than there used to be. But the big change over the past 15 years has been the explosion of charter schools in Detroit. So Detroit parents have lots of school choices, but they don't necessarily have lots of quality choices or even know what to look for. That's why the Hills are part of the Best Classroom Project, a group of parents who meet every month to organize daytime school visits and share information about what they find. They take a detailed checklist that includes questions like, does the school have a stable environment and low teacher turnover? Are teachers given flexibility to run their classrooms and use different instruction methods? Dara says the idea is to go beyond test scores and figure out what really makes a school great.
I think that for too long it's been a sense of, we're going to tell urban families what they want. And we know what we want. We know what we're looking for. We know what a good school looks like.
Dara says she's come away with very positive impressions overall and a sense that schools welcome Best Classroom Project visits. But she's met other school shopping parents who didn't get the same treatment.
Our experience is, I don't like to say it, but it's true. It's a little bit one of privilege.
The Best Classroom Project is made up of largely middle-class, professional Detroit families like the Hills, who would like to send their kids to schools in the city. There's a sense that if more Detroit parents with means join forces and send their kids to a handful of city schools, they can start to build positive momentum. But the Hills admit that's tricky, trying to build diverse, innovative school communities without making your kids part of a social experiment. Jason Hill says Detroit parents need groups like the Best Classroom Project, but they shouldn't.
Because you should be able to leave your home and walk your kid to the closest public school.
But that's just not the reality in Detroit. With no single entity in charge, schools can sometimes seem like warring tribes competing for the same students. Jason says that if Duggan really wants to attract and retain families, his administration needs to start filling some of the holes in that system.
They should provide some of the infrastructure and extra support that the schools need.
Duggan has said he'll partner with schools to do just that. But it's not quite clear how he'll accomplish that in such a fragmented landscape and no formal authority over any part of it. I'm Sarah Swick.